You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 160, A Checklist. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? Hi, everybody. How are you doing this lovely spring day? Yes, we're still in spring. I want to just remind you that coming up in just a few more weeks, I think 3 more weeks, is the Create an Awesome Homeschool online event. I'm so excited about this, and I believe it's something I'm going to start doing yearly, where just having this great kickoff as we wrapped up the school year, starting to think about the new school year, of just how you can always build it and make it a little bit more awesome and a little bit more better. So this is the first annual one, and I'm so excited for it. It'll be on June 25th from 1 to 3 p.m. Mountain Time. There will be awesome content and also live Q&A. And also, like I said last week, the amazing Karn Tripp, my friend and former co-host, will be giving away some freebies with that as well. With that, I just wanted to let you guys know that the event will be free for all of those in Mama's members. So let's do some math. The event is $47. Mama's members is $35. Plus, you get all the perks of Mama's Members with weekly coaching calls, discounted private sessions, all the content, video content, Ask Mama, a place to ask me anonymous questions, plus anything I make, I put for free in there, all those good things. It is a no-brainer. So go ahead and join Mama's Members, and you will get to come to all my events for free. So I'd like to start doing more webinars and events like that to help people. And I'm going to just have them be free for those of Mama's members. So you need to come and check that out. All right. Well, today I wanted to talk, this is just going to be a nice quick and short podcast. So this came from a coaching call that we did in our group coaching. And something that comes up with quite a few mamas is they get to that mentality where they just want to check off the items on their list, on their to-do list, right? But what happens is sometimes that they go through the list of what their kids, they want their kids to do for school, right? And they go through this list and their kids check it off. And it's interesting because I have a checklist for my kids for school of what they need to do. And I see the checklist and the things they do, I'm like, woohoo, that's amazing. That's awesome. And if we didn't get to something, if something popped up, if it's happening regularly, I would probably address that, but it doesn't happen regularly. But if something popped up and we didn't get to some schools, for me, it's no big deal. But I didn't realize how many of my clients, when they have a checklist, they are beating themselves up when they are seeing the amount of things that are not getting checked off this list. So my very quick tip for you today is to change things up. Instead of having a checklist of here's everything I want to do, what if you flipped it? And you wrote a list after you had done these things and saw all the amazing things that you did. Now, if you're like me and you can see the checklist and you're like, wow, I'm winning, I did these things, and you're not taking it personally if you didn't get anything else wrong, by all means, keep doing it that way. But if you're like some of my cute clients who are beating themselves up and saying like, wow, here's proof where I failed. Here's where I'm not good enough. I'm obviously failing. I'm super inadequate because of all this area. I want to challenge you to just flip it. And write down where you finished school. What you did was amazing. This cute mama that we coached with and whatnot, she's doing so much and she's beating herself up on some of these little things that she's missing. So she actually is really good at doing her scripture study. So on her checklist is now going to just have scripture study and then everything else will be blank. So she can check off scripture study. And then everything else is just a bonus. So if you go back to my episode with Brooke Snow with Floors and Ceilings, we talked about that in coaching today as well, of just having your floor on there, checking off your floor. If you're not familiar with Floors and Ceilings, please go and check that episode out. but being able to just say, great, I did my floor, and anything else is an added bonus. So this mama is like, that's the most important thing to me, is to do our scripture study, and everything else is an added bonus. Fantastic. Go ahead and do that. And a lot of mamas were like, that is brilliant. I wish like that will be so much better for my homeschool. So quick thing today, as maybe you're doing school this summer, maybe you're not. I do school during the summer. A lot of the mamas on the call also do school in summer. You don't have to, you get to choose because it's your homeschool, but it might be something kind of fun to mix up this summer of just writing down what you do versus seeing what you don't do. And just as you give yourself those wins and that momentum of feeling good of like, wow, I'm awesome. When you feel good and when you feel awesome, it gives you momentum to keep moving forward and to keep going. So if you are getting stuck on your checklist and seeing, here are all the reasons I failed and here are all the reasons why I'm inadequate in what I'm doing with school, switch it. Switch it and change it to, here's what I did. And then you can tell yourself you're amazing, wonderful, awesome, all the things. Start noticing all the ways that you actually are probably doing school that you're not even giving yourself credit for. I give myself credit for everything with school. If we are baking, I'm like, that's school. We do yard work, that's school. We're gardening, that's school. I count all of those things. So if, maybe as you are doing that, you can do, as you're looking at your list a little bit differently, seeing all the things you do, cleaning out the car, doing laundry, grocery shopping, anything like that, like, oh, that could be school because of, right? Grocery shopping, there's finances, there's, oh goodness, health, all those types of things that could come with it. When you're cooking, there's so much math involved in fractions. Oh, math, that's what I meant with grocery shopping too. Just start seeing all of those things that you are doing and start giving yourself credit for it. Because when you feel good, you have that momentum to keep going forward. So if you're getting stuck, change things up, friends. All right, that's my quick tip for you today and a very short and sweet podcast. Don't forget to come check out Mama's Members so you can just come to the Create an Awesome Homeschool event for free, and I would love to see you there. Have a great one. See you next week. Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.